Blog Talk
I'll be right
Radio.
Back.
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's me, it's the often imitated, never duplicated, love to be calculated, king of butter, main sensation of innovation, the leader of the former World Series champion, SoCal Republic Nation, here with the man, with the plan, a man who's so erotic that God herself deemed him too sexy, and he knows it, Mr. Gary Altman. Gary, how are you doing today, sir?
I am doing fine, representing the TML right here in the championship team. For the Thurman Munson League. At least one of us can call ourselves a champion currently.
This is true. If the goal is to win the TML side, then that is what you did, Mr. Altman. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, I am doing good, but you can't get to the World Series unless you win that first, at least from my side. So that being said, I'm in a pretty good mood. How about you?
It's cool. You know, we lost in the World Series for the second straight year, but it is what it is.
No, you didn't.
Today
no, you didn't. No, you didn't. You didn't lose the World Series. You didn't get to the World Series.
Here in the RCL, Gary, the World Series is usually played the second to last round because in the RCL, we usually know when we make it, we win it. Unless you're me and play Eureka, then you lose 2 out of 3 times. But that's not the point.
No.
The point is, though.
So we'll just. Okay, go ahead. I was just going to go. We can just bypass that completely.
Yeah, we have a pissing contest all day, but we're not going to. We're going to talk about the ABL 2030 contraction draft, the first round, that is. There's been some interesting picks. There's been some picks by some teams who were financially limited. You know, we'll get to New York, but New York, for example, had no money, so they had to take them on in the contract. There's been a couple of those. Aside from that, Mr. Altman, how has your before we get to the contraction draft, how has your deep run into the playoffs changed your outlook on the South Carolina Bombers and on the ABL in general in your eyes?
In the last 4 years, 4 teams from the Billy Martin division have gone to the World Series and failed miserably. None more so than Maple, of course, but, you know, fuck that guy.
Hey.
And maybe we should just call the show Fuck That Guy. No, all things being equal, for me, it was a great run. You always expect to get there, but when you do, then it becomes a different story. So I'm happy with how last season turned out, and I'm hoping for bigger and better this year.
And the only word, it becomes difficult, Gary, and I don't have a lot of advice I can give you. You're the one that usually gives the advice in our relationship. But I can say that, you know, it's difficult to get there the first time, but getting there the second time is harder, and the third time is even harder. So, you know, you have a tough fight ahead of you, obviously. And we'll see exactly what those Bombers in South Carolina are made of, or if it was just a magical season for South Carolina. Given your talent roster and your depth, I would say that you're going to have no problem getting back to the World Series relatively quickly, whether that be next year or the year after. South Carolina should be a permanent mainstay in the Adult Baseball League World Series conversation going forward. That being said, I believe
we might have
a special. I'm sorry?
No, we like that. We like that idea. There's some tough competition. And like I said, 4 years, we had 4 teams go from our division. So it makes it kind of tough by the time you get out of your division, it makes it very, very difficult to go the rest of the way. We're going to have a special guest caller calling in. So at some point. So,
hopefully it's not Duke, but I'm not sure. So we'll wait and see.
So we got.
Let's go ahead, though. Let's get into it.
The first pick in the contraction draft was taken from Las Vegas, and it went to San Diego, and that was Jean-Claude Van Pettit.
Jean-Claude Van Pettit. The second baseman slash shortstop extraordinaire. We've had it, me and Gary. We were on the phone this afternoon or morning for me, afternoon for him, and we're like, well, I said, well, should we do the draft? And I'm like, talk about the draft. He's like, yeah, sure, that's fine. And I start talking, and he's like, look, I'm not doing the draft if you're going to trash people. Now, I need to paraphrase. I'm not trashing anyone. This is just my IMHO, in my humble opinion, and this is just how SoCal looks at things. There's a lot of different ways to go with a lot of these picks, Gary. So it'll be interesting to see your take on it versus my take. We tend to, when it comes to team building, you like different things than I do, but the general scope of our conversations generally, no matter how we go start on A, we usually get to B the same way. Like at the end of the road, we're generally in agreement, but we usually take different paths. So San Diego took, as you pointed out, Jean-Claude Van Petit, second baseman, shortstop extraordinaire. He makes $14 million with his 2030 salary. Ready, go, Gary. Do you like the pick for San Diego?
Yes and no. I think he would have been better off with somebody else, but he lost an aging Ken Abbott, and Pettit replaces him. So that being said,
he's 26.
It's
he's
not
26,
a bad pick.
By the way. He's super young. Yeah, he's super young. He's 26. Oh. He's under contract for the next 7 years.
So under that, I like the pick. I don't know if Pettit's going to be around by the time San Diego moves up the ladder. Dallas has improved in your division. Duke took a
Portland
step back last year. Seattle is right where they were. And then they add Portland in. So Vegas is a playoff team now. They're going to drop out, but I don't know
Portland
where San Diego
replaces. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can make the same argument for Duke and Seattle. Duke had a 1 year step back, and he still has Allen, he still has Ruiz, so he's still got some top pitching as well as James Thompson. So, Duke, is he a 76
Absolutely.
And 86 team, or was it just a down year?
86 and 76.
So
yeah, well, we'll have to see. Troy's never had faced adversity as it relates to that. He's never not made the playoffs, I don't believe, aside from his first season. So it'll be interesting to see exactly what Troy can do next year. And actually, while we probably will disagree in some ways this year on this contraction draft first round coverage, I think we are in agreement here. Petit, he's 26. He's a superstar. He's a stud. He's great. He's only making $14 million a year for the next 7 years. The last two are team buyouts if he falls off a cliff. This isn't a bad pick. This is a good pick. He got a 26-year-old superstar. However, will he be on San Diego when they win the World Series? That's the question. When they turn it around.
Yeah, he'll be there.
I
don't know what he's going to be, because let's say San Diego is 3 years out. He's 29. Is Pettit still a viable piece to that puzzle in getting San Diego there or not? Or is he used to get pieces to get him there? That's the question.
Correct. Now, that is the question. Now, real quick, I do want to move along. And we have our special guest now on the line, and I'm going to go ahead and throw it to him. Special guest, how many seasons before Elijah Green is traded from Duke City?
Never traded.
Never traded.
Never
traded. And by the way, for those of you who are not aware, that sweet, sweet, sulky voice is none other than our glorious commissioner.
You sure it's not a bobblehead?
You guys are... It could be the bobblehead.
No, I'm not sure.
You never know.
You know, I've known Goldie for a while
thanks
now.
For,
and
thanks for making
bigger
me
than
look
body,
like I'm.
So.
Thanks for making me look like I'm in great shape. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
My wife
hey,
just.
You're
laughed.
Just. You're.
I'm sorry. Did I laugh
you're
out
lucky.
Loud?
You did laugh out loud. Now you're lucky, Goldie, because I was pushing
oh, no,
for the
my
number
wife,
to be
my
69.
Wife is in the, I'm working from home. I'm working from home, and my wife is in the kitchen, and she laughed when I said that.
She's like, you like pasta.
Oh, so she laughed too.
Right?
She laughed too. So she's laughing with you and at me.
Well,
no.
You know what? That's how we like it here in the ABL.
Well, I know.
We want to give a special shout out, by the way, to your limo driver who listens, who is probably the only listener who's not in the ABL.
Yes.
So
yeah,
shout out to the limo driver.
Hang on. You're going to hear Goldie's wife. She's going to say something.
Hello.
Hello.
I can't hear.
Hello.
Oh. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm Gary. That's Mike.
Oh, Gary and Mike.
Yes, I'm Mike. That's Gary.
Okay. Well, you did. It's a very like simile here.
Can I ask you a question?
It's okay. It's more to love, right?
Absolutely.
More to love. That is a phrase at my house on a regular basis. So I completely understand.
That's right. Okay, you want to ask me something?
Yes, actually, I'm going to go ahead and let Gary ask you the question, because if I ask you a question, I'm sure it'll be extremely not copacetic. So, Gary, do you have a question to ask Mrs. Gilbert?
Oh, let's see. As he puts me on the spot. So, what'd you think when you opened up the box with the bobblehead?
Okay, you know what? My son opened the box, and because I thought it was something for him. He had ordered something. So I said, oh, there's a package waiting for you. My son came home, and he's 19, and he opened the box, and he calls me, Mom, there's something weird in this box. It's not for me. And so I went over to look at it, and I'm like, I didn't figure it out till this morning, honestly, because my son put it by his computer, and then I went on around the back. I said, that's you, isn't it? It's really cute. I actually do love it. Very clever.
Yeah, we can thank Scott Davis for that. He spearheaded the campaign. So
campaign.
That was a great gesture by him to do, and we were all behind it.
Well,
so.
Anyway, thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. No, I would just like to say thank you for sharing your husband with us on a probably two semi-regular basis, but we do appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Anyway, have a great day, guys. It was nice chatting with you.
You as well. Thank you, Mrs. G.
All right. Now you got the ugly one back on the phone.
Yeah, put her back on the phone. I'm already tired of hearing your voice.
she adds a little spice to this.
Yeah.
Hey, take it easy. I can apply penalties.
Now, this is true. I can confirm. Now, Gary, I'm going to throw it to you. Is Elijah Green ever traded out of Duke City?
Is that officially the first female that's ever been on the podcast?
No, we've had Troy on.
We had Troy on.
God, where's my rim shot sound effect when you need one?
Troy's going to run off the road today.
he'll do a holy shit. Elijah Green is traded. Absolutely. And it all depends. If Green gets off to a good start in AAA or AA, depending where he puts him, we love you too, Troy. He's going to bring him up. If he's off to a bad start, then all bets are off. If Duke City is off to a good start, the major league team, he could theoretically use Green to get pieces to solidify a playoff run. If Duke City is not doing well, there's not going to be any moves made.
I'm
so
going to agree on your – yeah, no, I'm going to agree with you again, Gary. I just can't see Troy holding a player. I don't know, aside from Alan Ruiz, who's been on his team. I know he's at that third base in Moreno, but who's been on the team longer than three seasons? So I'm assuming he's going to get traded. The next guy up, guys, is in Omaha. Omaha won 52 games. They're in last place in the Sir William division last year. They took Elias Bowen, the best ready now starting pitcher, in my opinion, outside of Bravo. By far the best pitcher in the draft based on talent versus contract. We'll go to Gary first this time, since we went to Goldie first the second time, the last time. Bowman, he goes to a 52-win team. Omaha, you know, with the infusion of Jacksonville, they're a little bit better than Minnesota, who I was tracking upward along with Goldie. I believe Goldie was a fan of Minnesota as well. What do you think about the Bowen pick? Should they have went with Fernando Franco?
No, Bowen is a decent pick. He's 27 years old. He's under a very friendly team contract.
Very friendly.
I could see Bowen being moved and picking up two or three pieces to help him in his rebuild. He's a little older than I would have taken, but with starting pitching being the way it is, it's not a – I wouldn't say it's an off-the-chart take. And Columbus, if you're looking at the division, Havana – not yet.
not yet. Havana and Brooklyn are top two teams there. They're adding Jacksonville, I believe. New York is an under 500 team that made the playoffs. Then you take out Minnesota and Manhattan Beach and a slumping Columbus team. Omaha might not be that far away from solidifying a spot.
So, okay, so Havana last year, real quick before we get to Goldie, Havana last year won 118 games, most wins ever. Fuck you, Bob. Brooklyn won 108. Gary's under the impersonation, and probably I think a lot of people are, not just Gary, that, you know, 108 wins based on the downness of the Sir William division. We had New York with 77 wins, the third spot. But Jacksonville is going to slide right in there. They won, what, 90-something games and didn't get in last year. Do we think anyone has a chance outside of those three teams next year? And if we do, do we think Omaha is really that close to making the playoffs? Now, Bowen's 27. He has a 7-year deal. It goes from 4 to 8 and then escalates to 13-plus for 5 years, it appears. I actually would have liked this pick more for Dallas. I know he didn't reach Dallas. Dallas drafted, what, 17th versus 3rd. Bowen is exactly what Toin Hara is, I believe, that the guy he took from Minnesota as well. However, Hara is younger and isn't – this guy is older and developed. I think if these picks would have flopped, it would have been a win-win for both teams, actually.
Yeah, well, it didn't get there. Yeah. Goldie, what do you think?
Well,
I
understand. Whatever. I understand. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think Bowen is a safe pick. The blue chip pick.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting. You get it now. It may not be on the high end. Might not be as good as some of the other players on the high end, but you get someone really good right now. Could improve
okay,
them by 10.
Could,
yeah, Bowen had a FIP minus of 98. So Bowen is a good pick. He won 8 of his 52 games. So what's that, about 20%, 15, 17%, something like that. So
well,
he
was also in the rotary cutter, that is the Starwood rotation. And Goldie, I believe, we need to get that his real name into the
Jeff
black box. When anyone ever would say Minnesota. Jeff, yeah, the freaking trivia question of the day. Now, here's the – and I'm going to kick it to myself here because this one's going to be a little more, huh? And I'm more for the huh than anyone else. Now, Oklahoma City took Fred Archuleta. Huh? Now, Archuleta's decent. I had him nowhere near the top 10 on my board, though. Oklahoma City's rebuilding. Excuse me. If Oklahoma City was rebuilding, they made a couple trades in the offseason to kind of push them in a direction where I don't believe they're rebuilding. Obviously, the Jake Nielsen contract that they took on from Kansas City was purely to get back prospects. Archuleta fits in that as well. However, Goldie talks about Bowen being the safe pick. Archuleta could be decent. He is nowhere near a safe pick at the number 4 spot, in my opinion.
He's not a bad player, I think. I don't know if he would have lasted till the second round for him. I think the thought process was correct. Take a young starting pitcher that you can develop. He's 18 years old. He's going to move probably 4 years out. You can't look at the Kansas City franchise in single A, not Urban. And he went 2-16 last year. However, the team went 54-108. So I don't might not have been the pick I would have taken, but not a bad pick. Not a great pick, but not a bad pick. And looking how the rest of the draft went afterwards, I don't see another starting pitcher that went that was this young. There were other starting pitchers, but they were all in ADL. So Dennis Montgomery would have been the other one. Dennis Montgomery at 15, we will get to a little bit later as we go through this. But I think our Argueta is better than Montgomery.
What say you, Goldie?
This is what I say about this pick.
All right, then. I guess I don't
Ladies
know. For the rest of the podcast, I am not watching my words whatsoever.
That is not a sound effect, by the way. That is an actual Canadian toilet being flushed. And it goes counterclockwise rather than clockwise.
That's
my mind is just officially blown.
All right.
Next something called the Corellius effect. If you're south of the equator, it'll spin the other way.
There you go. Next pickup was Francisco Gazzo, a center fielder out of Manhattan Beach's AAA franchise, and that went to New York. Mikey, what say you?
Yeah, I mean, basically, Flaherty kind of spelled it out to me when we talked about it. He said, I have no fucking money. I needed a guy who can come in and play pretty much right now. Maybe not be the best player in the draft, obviously, because I think everyone taken after him was better. But, I mean, he needed a center fielder. He had no way to add payroll. What do you do? Just based on that alone, this is an A-plus pick. He got a starting center fielder at a 2.5-star out of 3 rate for nothing. So, A-plus for this pick for me.
There you go. Any comment on that, or just goalie? Anything?
Norm.
Actually, I'm going to take back the flushing of the toilet, which was actually in real time. Fred's not bad. Fred's a good pitcher.
Yeah, I he's good. I just didn't think four. But at the time, I didn't think much. But he's okay. What do you think of Francisco Garza? Taken by New York.
Francisco Garza. Let's see.
He's on South Bay Arsenal, AAA team to Manhattan Beach.
Manhattan, yeah. Yeah,
I
had him on my list. Let's see. South Bay, Manhattan. I remember seeing him. Let's see. I think the big problem I had with some of these players was the work ethic, leadership. There's some intangibles that a lot of these players didn't have.
And did not possess.
For that reason, for that reason, they dropped down a little bit on my list.
Yeah. Gazzo's work ethic is low. Leader ability and loyalty are also very low, but his greed and desire to win are very high.
Yeah, I just didn't see him, Gazzo, right? I can't see him hitting. I can't see him hitting. The only thing I can see out of this guy is pretty good defense in left field. My scout absolutely does not like him.
Yeah, his power is
my
big.
My scout doesn't mind
18
him.
Homers, 18 homers in AAA is a lot of home runs in AAA. I'm finding the minor leaguers with power, their numbers, their homer numbers are usually under 20. If you get somebody over 20, it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, no, I think this is probably the first. In my opinion, this is the first reach of all the picks so far, in terms of where you could.
Well, let me
you probably could have got this guy in second round.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you're in New York and you're looking, you have spots in your lineup that need to be filled. I mean, New York just doesn't have the options to fill players in his organization, unfortunately.
Yep.
I mean, unless he's going to March 1st minor league contract. So, I mean. I say A-plus because I think he made the best out of a bad situation. Obviously, obviously, Gazzo's the worst pick in the first contraction round, in my opinion. But, I mean, he got a player who's going to start for him. So, I mean, I can't really rely on him too much.
No, I mean, listen, when you're limited on money, you do what you do. And, with the work ethic low, leadership low, and then the contact low. I mean, he'll bat at the bottom of the lineup. He won't hurt you in the field. But I see him more of a fourth or fifth outfielder.
Okay. Now let me move on to Franco.
I think there were better picks. I thought there were better picks, but especially later on that could have been taken. Moving on.
Now, do you guys
want to
speed this up?
Because
we're on pick six.
Yeah, we're going to have to. We've got 20 minutes left. We got Fernando Franco, a shortstop out of Las Vegas, ABL team. He's making $500,000. And Mikey, slow down a bit. He was taken out of Bloomington. So, Mikey, because you can't control yourself, what do you got to say?
Thank you. No, I'm getting a little bit of a delay here, guys. I think this guy should have been number one pick. Now, I'm him, and I paid him, and he was who I traded from a feed. But I'm at 4 to 4.5 stars. Contact's huge. Ice huge. Void chase huge. Home run potential is big. I mean, he's obviously not there, but he's only 22. He's going to steal 40 bases. I absolutely love this guy. I thought with his contract and his ability at shortstop to put up plus-plus defense, I thought he should have went over Petit in the first one. In my opinion, he's 4 years younger than Petit.
Yeah, he's got 2 years in. He's on a $500,000 contract, so it's another year of team control before the 3 years of arbitration. Goldie, what do you got on Franco? Any opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I think for value, for the amount of contract and the position, and he can hit, he can field, he can run. The only intangible he's lacking is the low work ethic, which I usually try to stay away if there's a player of equal value. But if you need a shortstop and Pettit's gone, Pettit can't play really defense really well, but he can hit. I think this is a top 10 pick, no doubt.
Okay.
It's funny that you mentioned the work ethic, Goldie. just real quick, it's funny that you mentioned the It's funny that you mentioned the work ethic on him, because he's been in the league since 2024 at 17 years old. He's 22 years old now, and while he has developed, he's definitely developed extremely slow in comparison to a lot of his coworkers.
Yep.
So,
but he's,
okay,
I mean,
I agree.
You look at him for this year, if he, I mean, he looks good. On paper, he looks good.
Looks great.
All right. Now we move on to George's pick, and it's the first starting pitcher from the Manhattan Beach squad, Juan Guzmán-Mendoza, 32 years old, a right-handed starter, making $20 million this year, and he's due to make $20 million over the next three after this with a player opt-out. He was 8-15 last year with a 3.91 ERA. Goldie, what do you got on Mendoza?
This type of pitcher, I mean, I like more stuff. He doesn't have a lot of stuff, but with the control and all the pitches, this is a pitcher that Eureka has made into all-stars, into playoff heroes. So, I mean, this pitcher, he's good. It's a good pick. I think it's a good pick.
He went to Georgia.
No, yeah. But what I'm saying this is a pitcher that Eureka usually loads up on. High control, high movement, low stuff. And he's one with those types of pitchers in that division. So I think it's a good pick.
Ground ball as well, by the way.
I'm not sure he was the best pitcher of the bunch in that on that team. And there's a couple others we'll go, including Bravo. But
well, I would have.
I don't mind him. And George is a playoff team at 32, and he's 32. So it's not a. I don't see it as a reach.
I mean, look
at
the amount
going...
He's a workhorse. He's a workhorse. 30-plus starts. He had 43 starts 1 year. He's a guy that can go on three-day rest, you know.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're going for the cheap route, the young kid route, you go with the 25-year-old Hatch. If you're going to go with Mendoza, why don't you go with Bravo, who's 2 years younger, makes $4 million a year more, and I would say he's considerably better?
Good question.
I'm just asking if anyone has an opinion on it. I mean, this is my opinion. And he's a lefty.
To be honest, I can answer that question. I think if you look in the ABL, guys that have better control versus pitchers that have weaker control, I think long term, I think it's a safer bet. I'm not saying Bravo isn't good, but I'm saying for that division, Eureka's made a ton of pitchers with the same type of setup as Mendoza into really good pitchers. And Georgia's in that division. I think that pitcher is good for that division.
And
I
don't disagree with that. Next up is Joaquin Doucette, the closer from Manhattan Beach. He ended up going to Columbus. Doucette's due to make 7.7. He's on a one-year salary. And after this year, he will be a free agent, it looks like. So it's a one-year shot.
Yeah.
I got him 4.5, 3.5.
I have him 4.5, 3.5. But unless Columbus is going to re-extend him, I don't really understand this pick. I mean, Columbus, if you need to rebuild finally, I would have much rather seen Columbus go younger than he is. This pick, he's 26, he'll be 27. So if he's going for a closer for the next 10 years, okay, I guess. But he makes $7 million now. So what's his demand going to be after the next year and all the money gets, floated in with the revenue? I mean, 15, 14? I mean, I got middle relievers asking for $20-plus million right now. So –
Well, I had Aaron Taylor, who I let go. Aaron Taylor was looking for $14 million, $15 million a season for – and he's 36.
He was the eighth pick, and he had a 5 ERA, and his FIP was, I mean, not much better. He walked 6 an inning. K'd 12 an inning. I mean, walked 6 per 9, he walked 6 per 9.
What?
He K'd 12
5.
Per 9, 5. And his FIP was over 150. Yeah, I mean, I'm rounding up, but I don't know. His FIP was considerably better. His FIP minus was great, but, I mean, we'll have to see. He hasn't really had a super dominant season aside from 2 years ago, so we'll see. He's really good, though. Don't get me wrong. He's very good.
All right, this one's for you, Goldie. Jersey ends up taking Luca Hatch, $3 million pitcher, who's under a super-duper contract, 3 years through 2036 with a pair of team options. I got him 3.5, 3.5. What do you think, Jersey?
So which one are we on? Sorry, I missed
Luca.
Luca Hatch.
Oh, Luca. Barry took him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even have to look. He sucks.
Okay.
If Barry took him, he sucks.
Okay, then.
That's all the analysis you need for Luca Hatch.
Yeah, there you go. All right, next up, the 10th pick was taken by Cabo. It was Ashish Madigunga, third baseman. He's due to make $6 million, eight next year, 10 the year after with an opt-out, and then if he stays, 10 and 10. He went to Cabo.
Great player. Yep.
Yeah, I think these next two picks, these were like two steals, these next two guys. This pick and the next pick,
100% agree.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Get an all-star.
The next pick, Goldie's alluding to.
The second baseman, an all-star.
Yep, the next pick, Goldie.
These guys.
Yep, the next pick.
The next one is
I think the only reason why Bai lasted as – yeah, I think the only reason why he lasted as long is because he has his contract really escalates after the next 2 years. I think that's why he dropped to 11. I thought he was a top-five pick, personally.
Yeah.
And I didn't comment on the closer that Columbus took, but I didn't like the fact it had a major injury there for 2 months. And last year the stats were really bad. So I'm wondering if that closer is going to bounce back or continue to decline. That would be my comment on that other closer. I kind of missed that.
The good news is that it's a free player, so it doesn't hurt him too bad.
Yeah.
He didn't have him yesterday.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but in round one, I mean, these are the details, right? Round one, you try to get the best. You get one shot at this.
Correct. 100% agree.
Now, Bai came from Quebec. He went to Chicago in the expansion draft, and that segues us to the 12th pick, which was Quebec, who missed by one in getting Bai back. Instead, he goes to Kobayashi, a starting pitcher, and I'm trying to pull him up here. Kobayashi came from Minnesota.
Yeah, he was involved in the Pettit trade from Maple. That was my number one prospect that was involved. Since being in Minnesota, has declined a little bit on the rating. But
yeah,
I think that's a good pick. But I think it's a good pick at that. If you need a starting pitcher, maybe some better coaching.
No, I was being facetious.
Minnesota's coaching was horrible.
Yep. Yeah, no, I was being facetious because Sardell didn't like anything about anything. So I was being facetious. No, Kobayashi is a good player. He's going to need to develop a little bit longer, but he's under an amazing contract, and he'll have time to do so.
Yeah, I think these three picks in a row were really good.
Yeah, the next one is Kansas City taking Jim Bury, a third baseman, 24 years old. I have him at 4.5, and he's due to make 5.5 this year. And then he's extended to 5.5 for the next four after this year. So he signed a $27.5 million contract. And he does for Kansas City what he got younger.
He did.
Yeah, I think it's a good pick. This is a good pick, too.
He got the power that he needed as well. I don't think he gets 30 home runs even in Kansas City. Minnesota's park is – the factors are 1.1 for all the home runs. But, I mean, I think he's a solid 20 home run guy, good defense. I don't know. I mean, for the next how long? Next 10 years, probably, right? Good contract, great
chip.
Contract.
That's almost like that starting pitcher that which team took from Minnesota? The same type of pick. It's a blue chipper pick.
Elias Bowen.
It's a good player. Yeah, I think it's the same type of pick for the hitter this time. Safe.
Montgomery was next for Seattle.
No.
And he had no money.
Nope. Don't jump ahead. Stop. I'll lead you into the picks. You can give me a commentary because the next one is Mile High with Thomas Bravo and his $25 million contract going to Mile High out of Manhattan Beach. And I believe the third starting pitcher from Manhattan Beach that was taken in this draft.
Which is exactly why I said Manhattan Beach should have been better than he was last year. He was just depleted. This is an amazing pick for Ron to get a top front line starting pitcher for $25 million for the next 3 years, 4 years. I mean, for the next 2 years guaranteed, then maybe two more, maybe not. I mean, this is, top five pitcher in the game according to OSA. I mean, I know that list is flawed at times, but Bravo's had a 6+ WAR basically the past 5 years. So, I mean, what do you want to say? Great pick, great player, amazing deal. Can't believe Ron got him at 14.
No, and he's got the money.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely got the money.
You can't complain.
Nope.
That's like getting a created player without getting one.
Yeah. Bingo. The next up was Seattle's pick of AAA starting pitcher Dennis Montgomery. He was a first-round, sixth overall pick in the 2028 draft. I've tried reaching out to Minnesota to get him a couple times, and Alan just wouldn't make any kind of deals, and that's fine. Here's the thing about Montgomery that concerns me, and he's got the Julian Martinez disease of being disliked both nationally and locally due to a drug suspension going back into the 2025 season where he was suspended 80 games. His stuff is good.
I mean,
all his numbers are good, but
I mean, does he relapse? If you're Seattle and you have zero money and you get Montgomery at 15, like everything went your way. Montgomery, I don't think should have. I mean, I think Montgomery should have went to one of the teams above who are more rebuilding than Seattle is. So for him to get Montgomery at 15 was a steal for him. But no money. I mean, he made the best out of an awful situation.
Correct. But I don't know if Montgomery should have went higher. Just because I don't think he should have went third or fourth based on the drug suspension.
I would have taken him over Archuleta. I would have rolled the dice in a heartbeat for me. Argueta, number four, I would have taken him four over him. Me personally.
See, that I don't know about that. Next up was Maple's pick.
I wouldn't say. I think Montgomery is not as good as that other pick.
Right,
I think Montgomery's a reach. I think he's a reach.
Yeah.
Oh,
next up is Maple's pick. This was number 16. Maple picks Dante DeLeon, a first baseman for $500,000, who's 26 years old. Goldie, how did that fit into your budget?
Well, I mean, I had to give up all of my scouting, all of my player development, all of my international free agent money to even participate in the draft to get anybody. I think I have $1.8 million available. So he's one of three players I hope to get at $500,000 each. And I couldn't believe he was still there. First round pick, if I remember, I'm going by memory. I'm not in front of my game, but I think he was sixth overall. And round one pick.
2024, first round, sixth overall.
Great, great hitting from what I remember. Good defense. This is the guy that's going to play first base in Maple this year.
Yeah, no, this guy was at the top of my list based on where I was drafting. I thought maybe he had a chance to drop down to me. I mean, obviously, I would have had Elijah Green top of my list, but I knew he wasn't getting there, so there was no reason
right.
to actually, you know, dream like that. But De Leon was somebody I was looking at. So
yeah,
when
the
you,
guy
when
second
you, when
on my list was the guy that Mike took. Kind of so those were two guys, 1-2 on my list.
Next up is Dallas taking Towin Hara, starting pitcher out of Minnesota. Minnesota all of a sudden has got some starting pitchers here. Interesting. Hara, 11-9, 5.89 ERA, and he was an IFA signing. What do you got on him? That went to Dallas at 17. What do you got on him, Mike?
I think you're missing the main factor here. He's 22 years old, just turned 22. He has two options left. Big stamina. He has low 60s and everything for my guy. And, you know, he's a solid pick. I don't think he should be in the rotation for Dallas this coming year. I think Minnesota rushed him. Surprise, surprise. 78 ERA plus. But, I mean, what I would do, I'd keep him in the minor leagues for the next 2 years. And then in 2031 or 2032, whenever that last option came up, I'd put him in the rotation. But, I mean, or you can put him in the bullpen, I guess. But he's not ready to be on the ABL team, in my opinion. Nowhere near. He went from double A last year. To ABL. He only put up a half a war in double A. So, and in 2028 in triple A, he was crushed.
There's a lot of guys in this draft or on these teams that we're picking from that were rushed very much so.
Way rushed. In my opinion, again, that's just my preference.
I like this guy better than Montgomery.
I would agree.
5 over the next season. So, I mean, you're paying him to develop for 2 years at $7 million or $6.5 million, and then you got him for, you know, six at six, which is a great contract.
This next pick, I think, is a steal of the draft so far. This is where the strong gets stronger, and it's number 18, Portland, taking catcher Ralph Blair from Las Vegas and a $17 million contract. So he's going to bring his 32 homers, 101 RBIs into Portland, and who was a playoff team last year.
Wow. Great pick.
Great defensively pick. Yeah, steal the draft. You basically said it exactly the way I would have said it. Steal the draft.
Great pick.
Which division is Portland going into?
He's going into my division. So that'll improve the division.
Oh, very much.
Yep, agreed. But I mean, he went from Vegas to he was already in my division though, guys.
Then the next one is the first IFA taken. And that was off of Las Vegas's team. It went to Jacksonville. So this is a no money option, and it was Francisco Ramos. I'm sorry, Freddie
my
Ramos.
Scout hates him.
Freddie Ramos.
I can't comment. My scout absolutely hates this guy.
My scout loves him. My scout
got
loves
tremendous
him.
Power.
Big power.
I got him at a half four stars.
I got
my
half,
scout has him
half,
at 85.
Big power.
And OSA has him at 90. This here is probably a 40 plus home run bat if he develops.
This is a future DH. Yep, I agree. I think it'll be a good pick if he develops.
And he's a 36 at shortstop at 16 years old with tremendous range. My scout has him at 90 range, OSA at 79. This guy will be a third baseman shortstop in the ABL, and he's going to put up some big numbers. Yeah, because a 36 shortstop is going to develop. He's got an arm, and he can turn a double play. He's got big range. So he's got good tools. And by the time he's 21, if he can get that number up to 45, 50, he's a steal.
What was his work ethic, Gary? Do you have that?
Work ethic, normal. Intelligence and greed are high. Loyalty, desire to win are low. And leader ability is normal. The next guy up was taken by Brooklyn. He was a closer, T.N. Dan, out of Minnesota. This was a guy I was really hoping that would reach me. Making $3 million, $3.8 million, due to be a free agent at the end of the year, and he went to Brooklyn. Any
great
comments,
pick.
Anybody?
Wow. How did he go lower than the other guys? Look at that.
He only has 1 year left on his contract.
Well, 1 year left on his contract. And the teams above him really had other needs. They don't need a closer. So
this
now we're in the playoff
closer.
At 28 years old.
Elite.
Oh, and there's more to him. At 28 years old, his velocity improved from 98 to 99. At 28.
Yeah.
Unheard of.
This guy should have been top 10, maybe. If you needed a closer.
The only one that's out of the top ten that is a playoff team would conceivably be Duke, and he couldn't pass up Elijah Green. Georgia took Mendoza, needed a starting pitcher. A starting pitcher is a better commodity than a closer. So
do you take Doucette over him?
Columbus isn't a playoff team.
Yeah. Well,
where are they?
But I don't know. In that division, everyone is.
Yeah. All right. We got less than a minute. San Francisco took Mate Tadeo, a closer out of Minnesota's A-ball team. This is a no-cost pick. Anybody got anything on him? He's 25
he's
years
been
old.
In eight. Months, so.
Yeah, it's too early. Great control. My scout has him at 100 at control.
Same.
So does
That's
mine.
A good start. That's a good start for a closer.
Okay, we're going to try and get through these last three in 40 seconds. SoCal, you took Ashton Stanton. Tell me about him.
Number two on my list. I had DeLone after him, but he was number two on my list.
Number two
to
on
the
my
guys
list.
Who are going to reach.
Solid pick. Solid
after
pick.
That, I
on
took,
my list too.
After that, I ended
I mean,
up
I
taking
took.
24-year-old Bill Hawken, $500,000. Who I had Mikey take for me because I was out and about, hit 300. And we got 10 seconds left, and we're not getting to Daniel Cruz, Havana's pick. Mike, close us out. You got 5 seconds.
Goldie, thanks for all you do for the league. We really appreciate it, brother. Gary, you know, congratulations on making the World Series. And for everybody else, SoCal in 2030.
Thanks, Goldie.
We're still on.